Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. What you need to know, Cappy,
yeah,
before I get to Laura, is that the Sparks made another pick. So, again, number one, Caitlin Clark went to the Indiana Fever. Number two, the Sparks took Cameron Brink. She's amazing from Stanford, three-time All-American. In the third pick, Camila Cardozo went. So, it went pretty much to what most people thought. And then and she went to Chicago. Fourth pick, Sparks had a second pick early here in the draft. Here it is. So, Rekia Jackson, Cappy, two-time All-SEC player. She was the freshman of the year in the SEC. She's a little bit of an older player, 23 years old, which I think is good because she's played 5 years in college, which means that she's ready to play physically, I think, in the WNBA. So, they've got, like, she's a guard. So, now they got the guard kind of center combination that they wanted to kind of help a team that struggled a lot. And, by the way, lost their best player last year in Nneka Ogumike, which is our colleague Chinee here at ESPN, her sister. She went to the Seattle Storm team. So they now have kind of filled some voids that they had on their team this year. So good job by the Sparks here in the draft.
All I know is this. These women, because again, we watch the men get drafted in the NBA and we all comment on what they're wearing and how interesting the fashion show is. What these women are wearing tonight, they look so spectacularly gorgeous. And I don't mean to sound like such a creeper because I've got daughters about this same age. But I'm telling you, what they're wearing, how they're dressed, their hair, the makeup, they just look amazing. And you talk about marketing opportunities in L.A. for now an exploding sport like women's pro basketball and how beautiful these women are. I mean, you talk about combining great athleticism with beauty. I mean, on the court, off the court, these girls got major chances to make some serious dough. Good for them. Make more money off the court than they will on the court.
Perhaps. So anyway, that is what you need to know. Brought to you
what
by Morongo.
Laura?
Brought to you. I'll get it to Laura in a second, bro.
I mean, I feel bad, you know.
Also, I have another what you need to know after Laura. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Just the 90 minutes from wherever you are. What do you got, Laura?
All right, you guys know I'm huge on representation, and I wanted to give a shout out to our local East LA native Esteban Juarez Gonzalez, who's a sophomore at Princeton, and there's not a lot of Mexicans over there, you know. But he's making history, bringing his passion for mariachi to the university. He actually formed the first recognized mariachi group at the university called Mariachi Los Tigres de Princeton. Mm-hmm. He did it by raising money for instruments and recruiting students. He says there's not a lot of Hispanic and Latinos out there, and especially in universities like Princeton. So he wanted to bring his culture there because it was a big culture shock for him to not be around people like him since he grew up in East LA, and it's predominantly Latino and Mexicanos.
Wow, good for him. That's cool.
That's awesome.
I mean, Princeton, New Jersey, yeah. I mean, it's not exactly, you know, it's not East LA. I can tell you that right now.
No, it's not.
And so to say, hey, you know what? I want to do something. I want to bring this here. I like that. That's cool.
That is pretty awesome.
I thought it was, like, the fact that he did this for his school. I believe he went to Garfield, and his dad's the director there, and then he wanted to do that at Princeton. I love that. So yeah. You guys know I'm big on that.
I would agree. All right, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. It's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, Cappy.
Double what you need to know.
Yeah. So, Cappy, before we get to the Lakers, okay, because I want to get back to the Lakers, all right, and how gutless Steve Mason and Harrison Fagan of SB Nation and Mike Greenberg, our colleague here at ESPN, are suggesting the Lakers do something that is deplorable, in my opinion.
It's actually the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So, anyway.
And by the way, when Lindsay was arguing with us last night on our group chat, I was like, I'm checking out of this thing. I can't even deal with her right now.
So, and Lindsay baseball.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at, DeAndre?
I mean, I was agreeing the same thing. I was like, what are we doing here?
I know. I cannot even listen to her.
Tanking and trying to...
Right.
Yeah, tempting the basketball gods. But anyway, I found out what you need to know. One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I started the show by saying, you know, Morales stole our thunder. We were going to announce it on the show that you and I are doing mornings tomorrow because we wouldn't be on tomorrow because of the early start time of the Lakers. So we're doing mornings tomorrow, 7 to 10. Sedano and Cap, 7 to 10 tomorrow in the morning, okay, leading into Travis and Slee. I mean, listen, we're going to do crosstalk with those guys. We never do crosstalk.
I've never
with
done
those.
That before.
Right. So we're going to do crosstalk with those guys. So here's the thing. But here's what I found out. Thanks to Miss Molly.
Okay, Miss Molly.
Sedano and Cap circle of trust.
I know where he's going.
Okay. So we thought it was Morales. But apparently she has quote tweeted a tweet from earlier this morning that I missed in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. And you can be part of the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust by going to Twitter, going to the community section, and typing in Sedano and Cap in the search option. She says, Sedano, I'd normally not correct you, but I think there must be a retraction here. Bergie broke the news on his gutty little podcast. So Bergman on the Blue Review, he's in here now, pointing at me, gave me the point, gave me the Kaplan point, that he broke the news that we were supposed to break. So,
and you know what? You know what happened, George? He assumed nobody was listening to the Blue Review, but what he doesn't understand is everybody listens and watches the Blue Review.
Now he's saying this is not true. Now okay. What is not true?
Oh, wait a second. Which part's
right,
not
he's,
true?
Hold on. He's going to put his headphones on.
All right. Come on. Bergie.
Yeah, hold on a sec. So what happened here?
Because
it started with the vice president of the Handsome Man community in the Circle of Trust saying, ha, Greg just ruined the big surprise in the Blue Review. Sedano's going to kill him.
So if you actually listen to the station, Handsome Man and Molly and Dead Meow and all of you guys.
Wow.
6:30 in the morning, Morales had a whole big thing. It's all in the imaging. Sedano and Cap in the morning, 7 o'clock. I broke nothing.
Oh, okay. Then there you go.
So you are blaming Morales then?
No, he put it out at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So you are blaming him?
Yeah.
It's not blaming. It's saying what happened.
Oh, you're crediting.
I'm crediting, yes.
Okay,
and also, it's a big deal that you guys are going to be on at 7 o'clock in the morning, right?
So I mean, it is for my sleep habits, yes.
We should promote it as much as possible. So I was helping you and promoting it as well.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It is what it is.
That's fine.
You know,
well, George, you know that tomorrow morning,
yeah.
Not only are you and I broadcasting starting at 7 a.m.,
yeah.
But you know who's producing the show tomorrow?
Well, Greg and Morales.
This guy
right
here and Morales, yeah. Morales will be on the board. I'll be producing.
Dude, tomorrow morning is going to be mayhem. You got Morales.
I mean, are you
going to
mount
this.
Both of them?
Oh, I will. I'll mount them all either individually or I'll do it simultaneously.
I'm glad I'm out of this one.
In fact, you know what would be great? Here's what I'm going to do.
No.
I'm going to put Morales on the ground. Then I'm going to put Bergman on top of Morales, and then I'm going to mount them both.
Okay.
I mean, a little too excited. You peeking there.
Is it for the bit of the year?
This would be the bit of the year. This would be double mounting.
Right. Yeah. That's right. This has a chance.
And also, by the way, at 9:30, there's going to be a live Blue Review.
Whoa, a live Blue Review?
On Sedano and Cap.
Wow.
Can you be excited?
Does that mean we don't have to be here at 9:30 anymore?
You and Cappy are our special
guests. Oh, we're
going to
be part of the Blue Review?
You're part of the Blue Review tomorrow. From 9:30 to 9:45.
I thought we'd get out of here early.
Let me tell you something, Bergman. Tomorrow on the Blue Review, our version of the Blue Review, I hope you have the guts. And I don't know if you do, but I hope you do.
To rip
James Outman.
It was not great.
That was a half-ass effort.
It was, but Profar smoked that ball. I don't think he was going to catch that ball.
Listen, it's not about catching the ball.
Show some hustle, man.
It's about when the ball hits off the wall, it hits Outman in
he
the arm.
It goes rolling
to the left, and he's like, I'll just leisurely take my time because I already know that three runs are going to score. You know, and if it wasn't for Profar taking his sweet time going down to first base, he'd have been down at third. And by the way, they sub him, they bring in a pinch runner who gets thrown out at third. If Profar gets to third, you know, listen, the game was 6-3 anyway. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a really bad route. The whole thing, it was a bad effort. All of it was wrong. It was smoked off the wall. There was no way he was going to get to it. But yes, he should have gone to it, and he fumbled the whole thing. It was bad. It was very, very bad.
Morales apparently wants you to call him. All right. Well, Steve Mason has texted us and says, make it crazy. Crazier the better. Wacky morning show bits. Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
I like that.
He doesn't like when you call him Steve, by the way.
Thanks, Mace. Thanks, Mace. You call him Mace. You show him respect.
Well, I said Steve Mason. I said his name, like his full name.
I said
called him Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, you said that.
You put some respect on Mason.
Respect.
Well, Key doesn't put respect on your name, according to you.
No, he does not. Key wants nothing to do with me.
Neither did Elsie. It's okay.
That's true. That's true. That's straight facts.
I can't say that.
That's straight facts, though, homeboy.
Yeah.
That is straight facts. LZ wanted nothing to do with me, and I think that's probably why Key doesn't like me.
Yeah. All right. Morales is here. Is he on the air? So, Morales, what do you want? What did you want in here? What did you want?
Well, I'm a little behind on the app, but this whole notion that we wouldn't promote all day long.
That's what I'm saying.
Groundbreaking news. Here's the thing, and I'm stunned that I'm saying this, but it's like John wanting me not to be the voice of their show. You guys aren't separate shows. You're part of a massive radio station, and it's our decision to promote the fact that the afternoon show is doing mornings, starting in Morning Drive today. Why does it have to be like this? Oh, we were going to do the announcement on our show. Why would we do that 16 hours later?
No,
it doesn't make any sense. Come on, Sedano. You were a program director. You understand.
Right.
I mean, this was your idea, Sedano.
Right, but I also just want to be counterculture and just blame you for something.
Well, that's fine. But, you know, I mean, I'm just, it's getting a little much. Ireland wants a different voice for their show.
Well, why does Ireland want a different voice for his show? What is that?
Because I don't like the show. I say horrible things about the show.
What are you talking about? You've been saying so many wonderful things about Ireland. It's unbelievable.
You inducted them to the Hall of Fame.
Not just that. I think we should change the name of the show, and we're going to debut that at 1 o'clock tomorrow, what the new name of the show is going to be.
Which is what? Can you tell us? Let's promote that.
What is the new name of the show?
A championship show like that. A Hall of Fame show should start with a championship name. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh.
A man who's called play-by-play of championships.
So
you know, I'm not in tomorrow, right?
So you...
You're producing it tomorrow.
You wanted to be...
Imagine if it was called the John Ireland Show featuring Steve Mason and Greg Bergman.
Ooh.
Just saying that.
How would that go over?
Oh, my gosh. And Ireland doesn't want you to be the voice of the show when you have that sort of concept?
Well, we've been doing a lot of research meetings the last few weeks while they were out of, you know, Mason was on spring break and Ireland was on the road.
And the research says what?
Then maybe it could use a facelift, a bit of an augmentation, a bit of a shot of Botox in it.
Oh really? Let's puff those lips up, baby.
Yeah. By the way, tomorrow... The 7 a.m. hour is the Joseph F. S. Norman hour, as always. But 8 o'clock, top of the hour. By the way, I think we should call Evan Cohen in the 7 a.m. hour. We should get Greeny on when he's done with his national show.
Oh, yeah.
But 8 o'clock, I want to do it with the Baker Boys. And producer Laura knows what I'm talking about. I want to do a morning roll call where we just bang those phones quickly, 5 seconds. Who's in the morning roll call? We just go and go. Corporate Gray doesn't have to screen them. We just hit them up. We pot them up right then and there. Cold.
I mean, whatever. Listen, honestly, tomorrow, do whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, it's
by
just
the way, you know, Abner Gaff's going to come in the studio.
Yeah, like, oh, Cappy already told us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you going to get Barkley?
I'll text him.
The last time we got Barkley was in Morning Drive when Sedano was doing mornings.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing a morning simulcast with Romeo on your radio over at K-Day.
Okay, because I haven't really been listening to you guys' show, but I heard that promo, and I literally had it on the rundown, because I know who Romeo is.
Cappy and Romeo are boys now, according to Cappy.
Not boys. Not boys.
They were in the suite together.
Not boys. BFFs.
I actually saw it, Cappy. I got your back on this. I saw it. You guys are boys now.
Dude, me and Romeo, we text every day now.
But you're calling
then a live Blue review at 9:30.
Right.
That's right.
I thought we could leave, but Greg said we had to stay for that.
No, you say, because then Super Crosstalk with Travis and Sliwa, and I want you guys to be so arrogant and condescending to them. Like, hey, how does it feel to actually see major market radio up close? That Sliwa just leaves. Sliwa just can't take it. He breaks down and leaves.
He's the worst. God, you're the worst. By the way, was that your cousin out there at Dodger Stadium yesterday or what?
Listen, don't forget, my last name is Morales. There's a lot of us running around. That could be a long-lost cousin. Mucho could have done some work somewhere we don't know about.
That's
come
fair.
On, Mucho. Is that true? Mucho, were you doing work?
That is fair.
Let me put that on your dad.
Mucho may have been doing work.
I mean,
back
God,
in the day.
He really did. I know that like people always like send you stuff that people like certain people look like you. Like, this guy legitimately looks like he could be your brother.
It was pretty close.
It's great. I love
and he
it.
Also did some
and
dirty stuff that you might have done.
I love that.
Now, would you have done the old switcheroo like that guy did?
You think I'm going to a baseball game carrying a baseball on me? Come on.
Right.
There's only,
or a glove.
Cappy knows. There's only one kind of ball I'm carrying on me if I'm walking into an event.
That's right. That's right. And it's the kind you might be able to use in a billiards game, but probably not.
Everybody got it, Cappy. We didn't have to overexplain.
Well, I needed to. I felt like I felt like
extra.
Not everybody got it. I don't know
extra.
That everybody got it.
Yeah, everyone got
four,
it.
I got to be on the 4:40 a.m. train out of Anaheim for this.
Oh, I don't want to. Hey, listen to me. I don't want to hear any kvetching out of you, all right? I'm leaving South L.A. tomorrow at 4 a.m.
Why don't you just pick
you
up Morales
pick me
on
up
your
at
way
the
up?
Train station?
Oh, yeah, you could pick him up. That's true.
I could pick you up.
Do a drive live up instead of down.
Oh, that's not a terrible idea. But, Chris, what about a road pie for the morning?
Oh, my God.
Well, how about this? You can do breakfast burritos.
Oh, strong.
Ooh, step in.
I'm getting happy.
All right, to be determined. TBD.
Okay.
You're not going to come through, Cappy.
Rest, okay?
Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd pick him up, no problem.
Right.
I just hope I don't forget. You know what I mean? Like, I'm driving by the train station, I forget. I'm like, oh, sorry, man.
Yeah.
Then guess who's running the board? Corporate Greg. And I love Greg, but that could get a little dicey. I'm gonna be honest.
I've done it before. It does not turn out well.
Yeah. I'll run it.
Just know that.
All right. Well, we'll see you in the morning, Morales. 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right.
Goodbye.
See you, boys. See you. All right, Greg. See you. 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow's going to be out of control. out of control tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Sedano and Cap take the airwaves at 7 a.m. on 710, and we've got corporate Gregory Arthur Bergman and Christopher Morales. Oy vey.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Angel Reese just went to Chicago, number 7.
By the way, I love what Angel Reese is wearing. Yeah. I don't know what that schmata is on her head, but
she,
man, I love it.
Great.
Yeah, she looks great.
That is awesome.
You know, listen, for the ladies who are getting drafted tonight and are, you know, above the 21-year-old age limit, feel free to celebrate like we do when we celebrate with Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. We'll do that in just a moment. That's going to come up with Radio Tinder. But let me tell you about this, man. All right, look. It's award-winning artisanal small-batch premium sippy tequila founded by a couple of guys just like you. Not you, Cappy, but maybe Eastside Cappy. One from Jalisco, Mexico. The other one born and raised in SoCal. Down and Downy with a vision to create a sipping tequila meant for sharing with friends and loved ones. You've heard us talk about it. You've seen us share it on social media. You've done the same. You know we love Beto and the Cartosian brothers. Over there at Tequila Mandala, Heidi, everyone over there, they do a fantastic job. They're like family around here with us. And of course, they treat us like we're part of their family as well. And that's why the branding works so well. And that's why the relationship is so beautiful, as Morales likes to say. But speaking of beautiful, you've seen those beautiful hand-painted round ceramic bottles. But have you tried the nectar of the gods inside those Tequila Mandala bottles yet? What are you waiting for? The Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo, or the Extra Añejo, which is my personal favorite. But elevate your tequila game today. Make sure Tequila Mandala is with you at your next occasion. Holiday party, anniversary, birthday, the carne asada. So celebrate with Tequila Mandala today. Follow their journey on their social channels at Tequila Mandala. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, to find a store or restaurant nearest you. Tequila Mandala, demand the extraordinary.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I feel like you can integrate the in almost any musical.
Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah.
Just depends on how you feel it. You know what I mean?
I mean, DeAndre is also impressed, I feel like.
I am impressed. Every single song.
Tell you what I'm impressed with is DeAndre yesterday showing us the steaks that he was cooking up on the barbecue last night.
Yeah, Steak Sunday. Hashtag Steak Sunday.
DeAndre.
New York strip and ribeye, man.
Looked impressive. Where were you yesterday?
I was back at home in Palm Springs.
Back at the crib.
I was back at the crib, man.
Yeah. Oh, for reals.
Oh, for real, man.
That was a
where'd
lot of meat
them,
on those,
you them
on that grill.
Yeah. I got it from Costco.
That's the way to do it, dog.
Yeah.
That's how you do's it. By the way, DeAndre, today is Monday, and I want to welcome you back to being 6'3". Rather than 6'8", because George, as you are well aware, last week when he puffed out that fro, he caught himself like an extra 5 inches.
Gotcha.
And now he's back to the crisscross will make you jump look.
I am. Yeah. You know, switch it up a little bit, different style. I mean, I'm gonna just keep on switching up. You know.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know what you got to do is you gotta hope. You better hope and pray, brother, that the Lakers get a home game or get a couple of home games. Because when Kim Kardashian sees you, she's going to want to see all them different looks, dog. You feel me?
Don't be putting that on him. Ew.
What do you mean don't be putting it on him? He loves Kim Kardashian.
Not going to lie. When I saw her in person, I was like,
you were like, damn.
I was like, damn.
You know what he said, Laura? Oh, that girl got a presence. That's what he said.
She got a presence.
She commands the room.
She commands the room.
Yeah.
Booty be jumping off and all.
You saw her at a Laker game where Steve Mason, speaking of the Lakers, Steve Mason, Mike Greenberg, and Harrison Fagan of SB Nation want them to tank tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just the most gutless thing of gutless things ever.
Well, it's also, and I try to explain this to Mace, he doesn't understand, it's the most arrogant thing ever.
Right.
The assumption that, hey, guess what? we're going to just lose to New Orleans. Oh, and just by the way, I'll call a quick timeout on that. What do you mean we're just going to intentionally lose? How about if you give it everything you got and you still lose? Which, by the way, could happen. Just because we saw the Lakers annihilate the Pelicans yesterday doesn't mean that when they come back to play tomorrow night that the Pelicans don't bring a whole different kind of energy to the building, okay?
Maybe Black Air Force One energy.
Yeah, or maybe, who knows, maybe AD, maybe his back is hurt really bad on a play where I've watched it 4,000 times and I still can't see him get hit.
Kind of
okay.
A little push in the back. That's it.
I did not see it. I've watched it 4,000 times. I still can't see him get pushed in the back.
It wasn't the play where he actually reached for his back. He's talking about a play, a couple of plays earlier.
Okay, fair enough. Because I'm telling you right now, on the play where he reached for his back, off to the bench.
It was previous to that.
Okay, I missed it, man.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. To say we're going to intentionally lose to New Orleans because we're automatically going to beat Golden State or Sacramento, and then we're going to take care of business against Oklahoma City, but we don't think we can beat Denver, but we know we can beat Oklahoma City, and by the way, we're guaranteed, we're anointed. The basketball gods won't allow LeBron James to not automatically be in the playoffs. So as far as like Golden State or Sacramento, should the Lakers lose the game to New Orleans, Golden State or Sacramento shouldn't even show up on Friday.
Oh, dude, let me tell you something. I'm with you. This is not only the height of arrogance, but the potential for complete unmitigated embarrassment and disaster at the same time. Because, again, to your point, I get these aren't the Warriors of 2 years ago when they won the championship, but they're still, like, good. You know what I'm saying? And the Kings, yes, they're a slightly dilapidated version of what they've been because Malik Monk is hurt and he might be the sixth man of the year. And Kevin Huerter, who's one of the best three-point shooters, is not available. I understand that. But Domantas Sabonis has been a badass, particularly against the Lakers. And Fox has killed them too. So it's not like they've beaten them four times this year. So it's not like these are two teams you'd be facing that are automatic W's, even if you did lose to the Pelicans on purpose. And oh, by the way, in these baseball series that we've seen teams play back-to-back games against each other in the regular season, let alone an actual play-in scenario, which the Lakers will be playing tomorrow, the second game is always much closer than the first game.
It makes no sense.
So it's ridiculous. It's borderline absurd, reckless, ridiculous, whatever you want to call it.
Well, listen.
Are you so afraid of? If you got to play the Denver Nuggets anyway, you might as well play them. You play them in the first round, you're at least going to be fresh.
Well, here's the thing, George. What do you think? You think that if you make it to the Western Conference Finals and you play the Denver Nuggets and they beat you, that it's a more successful season than if you play the Denver Nuggets in the first round and they beat you? Who cares? Who cares? If you think that the Western Conference goes through the Nuggets, then you got to play them anyway. So, listen, the notion that you would give up the game to New Orleans as if you're guaranteed to win this game tomorrow night.
Correct.
The
right.
notion that you would give up that game, you would sacrifice it to get to Friday, where, by the way, I've seen Sacramento beat up on the Lakers this year, and I just most recently saw Golden State have one of the all-time greatest shooting nights in the history of the NBA, 62% from three-point range. They may not shoot 62%, but they might shoot 58%. This idea that it's automatic, that it's guaranteed, is so arrogant.
Yeah, it's just insane. We'll get to more of this on the other side. We got Radio Tinder first. I do want to finish the whole conversation about the guy who threw the baseball back, but not
finish
the real
it.
Baseball
Let's
back.
Let's start it.
Well, right. We kind of had it with Morales briefly, but not really. And then his interview with Buster Olney, which I feel like we need to dissect like the Zapruder film at this point. So we'll get to all that coming up here. We still got an hour and a half to go. Halfway through the Sedano and Cap show. Don't forget, tomorrow we're on at 7 a.m., 7 to 10, a special Sedano and Cap morning show edition, morning show takeover tomorrow, 7 to 10 a.m. Radio Tinder is next, though.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks, Chris. You never get it right. But you know what? Most guys don't. It's okay. Anyways, earlier today, I noticed that the Golden Gate Bridge was trending on Twitter. And I immediately thought the worst thing possible. But it turns out it
What'd you think? What was the worst thing possible?
Well, we just had a bridge accident collapsed. Not too long ago.
Come on, man. You know what I mean? The Golden Gate Bridge is suspended way, way, way over. There ain't no boat running into no Golden
Gate
Bridge.
I know, but you never know. But it just turned out that it was shut down on both directions due to a protest, even though I'm not going to get into details regarding that. But I was like, damn, am I that morbid that I went there really quick? And I wanted to know, when something is trending on Twitter or someone...
Oh, I immediately think the worst, yes.
Do you?
Yeah, when I see somebody's name trending on Twitter, I'm like, oh my God, did they die? Especially if they're old. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm like immediately like, oh my God, did they pass away?
You know, it's funny you say this, though, Laura, because I never would have thought that a boat could have run into the Golden Gate Bridge and knocked it down.
Well, it didn't have to be a boat.
Right. I'm just saying something bad.
Right, but something bad, given the circumstances of what's going on in the world right now, you know, I think my first thought is terrorism. You know what I mean? It's always my first thought. I'll just say one thing about protesters. Forget about the political side of whichever side you're on in this, even though you guys will all know which side I'm on. When people protest and shut down a bridge, okay, you have just inconvenienced thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So you've made your point. You've gotten everybody to stop, and you've gotten all over CNN, and now the whole world is, okay, these people are protesting, and this is their position, but the rest of us all have to be inconvenienced. You figure something else out, all right? Leave me out of it.
You want like a silent protest? You want like a
like a silent disco, right?
It's not how protests usually work.
Yeah. What do you want? One of those like sit-ins? Like
all I know is this, man. If I were in San Francisco and I needed to get
hunger strike, what do you want?
I don't know. I don't have any.
Yeah, you'll never do that.
Hunger strike. An hour in, I'm like, I give up. But seriously,
you wouldn't do the silent one either, for that matter.
You are protesting and you are wreaking havoc on thousands and thousands and thousands of people, okay? And it's just freaking rude is what it is.
I mean, you weren't inconvenienced.
No, I felt bad for all the people that were inconvenienced. And by the way, George,
you live I'm 600 miles away.
Right, but I'm also on the other side of the protest, you realize.
He's outraged for others.
Right, I'm on the other side of the protest.
Okay.
I think the protesters are out of their minds is what I think.
I don't even know what they were protesting.
Yeah,
so
we're not getting into that.
But nonetheless, it is the American right to protest, okay?
Yep. Okay, yeah. Well, at least I'm glad that I'm not the only one that goes to an automatic, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah. I see somebody trending on Twitter, and I'm like, oh no, what happened to them?
Yep, same. Okay, so last week we discovered that Greg tries to beat his GPS estimated arrival time.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Okay, so I'm guilty of the same thing, okay, and it's very satisfying when I achieve it.
Yeah.
But
I feel like I have like a 70% success rate.
Do you? That's pretty good.
Yeah, in that range.
Yeah, okay. So I feel more, some people were kind of getting to us and being like, yeah, why would you even do that? But I feel more people try to see how far they can go on E or red on their car.
No, I've done that, but not purposely.
Wait, how far
really?
People can go on E?
Empty.
You want to laugh? I thought I told you, you might have been
probably.
Show when I told this story. So in my, not this car, because I have an electric car.
Yeah, you guys have electric. No.
The previous car, I was trying to come back from here, and I didn't realize that I was that low. And you know, there's a gas station right here on the 110.
Your black car, right? Was it your?
Yeah, the black car. Yeah. And
the black one.
And I was like, so by the time I was on the freeway, I was already in the fast track
fast
lane.
Track, yeah.
So I'm like, oh man, I'm not going to be able to get off. Like it's going to take so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to try to make it. So I did. I was like, I try to make it. I'm not even joking. Do you want to know where I ran out of gas?
I think you told us, but I don't think
three blocks from my house.
Yeah.
3 blocks from my house, I ran out of gas on a left turn to turn into my neighborhood.
So what'd you do?
I called my wife. I said, Kel, you're going to have to pick me up. You have to pick me up so I can go get a tank to put gas in the car.
Do you happen to have a gas can laying around your crib?
No, she dropped me off at the, I left the hazards on luckily the car was in a middle like turn lane. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like ruining traffic or anything. So I just put the hazards on. There's a gas station on the other direction from not where I was going, but on the other side of the neighborhood. So I drove. She dropped me off there. They had a tank. I filled it up, and then I went and put it in the car. And then it's funny, as I was filling it up, a police officer's like, "Do you need help?" I'm like, "I needed your help probably like 20 minutes ago." You know, like, but not anymore. I'm good, bro.
I got to tell you guys, I am paranoid about running out of gas. So I never, well, let me rephrase that. I try my best not to let it get that low. When my car starts to make a ring, ding, 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 hey, you've got under 50 miles of range, you better get to a gas station. I am paranoid about it. I rarely get to like less than a quarter of a tank. And as it turns out, because we're doing the show tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and I'm leaving South South L.A. at 4 a.m., I know right now I've got under a quarter of a tank. I'm going to a gas station tonight, and it pisses me off because I prefer to get my gas at Costco because at Costco, I feel like I'm beating the man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm saving 30 cents a gallon. And tonight I'm going to have to pay expensive gas prices just so I don't even take the risk tomorrow morning at 4 a.m.
Why? Costco gas is open until 9 p.m.
Because the Costco is not like really convenient and close. It's convenient when I'm on my way from South L.A. to downtown L.A.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's not exactly convenient if I just want to hustle. I mean, I got a gas station right
by the way, I feel like gas stations are so electronic these days that they shouldn't be like a closing for gas stations.
I agree, especially the Costco or Sam's Club one.
I'll tell you
just in general, like the fact that you can't get gas just because there's not an attendant there anymore.
Well,
like,
some of them are.
Yeah, gas should be like 24. A vending machine. It should just be like vending machine.
Yeah, you can just go whenever you want. Yeah.
Right.
Right. All right.
What about you, D? Do you try to beat the E or the red?
Nah, I don't. Whenever I see my car under 100 miles, I get
100? Damn.
Well,
yeah, because I got a lot of driving.
Well, you got a lot of driving.
I do a long drive, as soon as I see it under 100 miles, I go stop and get some gas. Yeah. Preferably Sam's Club.
Oh, okay.
Sam's Club over Costco?
It's cheaper.
It is cheaper.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a family membership, so.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, why'd you get the steaks at Costco then?
I believe in Torrance.
We have that too.
I don't go to either very often, but in Torrance, they're right next to each other, Sam's Club and Costco.
Oh, really?
In San Dimas, off the 210, they're also very
They're right
very
by
close.
Each other.
It's like
yeah.
that back home too in Palm Springs. We have Costco right across the street.
Well, y'all don't got a lot, so, you know.
We don't. Damn, but we
not
don't.
Not like in
Damn,
a bad way. It's true. I mean, not. Man,
between you and Better, y'all be shooting shots at my controller.
Always, man.
And you know
always.
What? I'm putting my foot down.
There
right?
you
don't,
go,
don't
D.
allow it.
Don't
Dude,
be doing that
put some respect
man.
On Palm
put
Springs.
Put some respect on Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley. The 7-6
I know. This was a big weekend
Especially
for
this
them.
Weekend, right.
Man, come on.
That's
now.
The
Although,
only
what
time
happened
people
to that
deep.
Girl that was like singing and the music was skipping or something like that? Who was that? That was. Did you see that story?
I did not know.
No.
Oh, I got to find her name. Go ahead, Laura. Do the next story.
All right. So really quick, I remember when I was like interning and I was like 20 years old. I was coming back from Power 106. My car left me on the 134, and if you guys have ever been on that freeway, it's pitch black. So pump gas early. Just saying. Anyways, we've all seen many McDonald's billboards, but have you smelled one? Well, you soon might have the chance. According to a press release, the burger chain debuted a series of seemingly plain yellow and red billboards in the Netherlands that contains the distinct aroma of McDonald's French fries. Mm. I don't know if this is going to work, but whatever. They're actually putting the signs 5 meters. So if you're 5 meters within this billboard, you're going to be able.
I don't use the metric system. How long is that, 5 meters?
I don't
meters?
Know. It's
well,
close.
Why'd you use it?
Because that's what was on the thing.
Hmm.
But it says that you can, if you're 5 meters within the sign, you're going to be able to smell the fries. And this announcement came after a McDonald's saying that they were going to start selling Krispy Kremes. I'm not a Krispy Kreme fan, just letting you guys know.
But, really?
Yeah, I'm not. But do you guys think, because the whole point of these billboards is for you can smell the fries and then go get them. Like, oh, I smell fries. Let me go buy them. Do you guys believe that these billboards will actually make you buy more McDonald's fries constantly? Swipe right or swipe left? Cap, I'm going to go with you first.
Well, first thing I'm doing is I'm Googling how long is 5 meters.
Okay.
It's like about 2 miles and change.
It's pretty. Okay. That's pretty long.
5 meters is 2 miles.
Oh no, I think meant kilometers. Sorry, my bad.
I was like, damn, that's pretty long.
Yeah. I think it's only 16,000 feet, which is how long? Which is what does that do for me?
Cab, it's just the swipe right or swipe left. It's
3/10 of a mile. Just so you guys know. So the question is, would I go to McDonald's because I smell the billboard?
Yes, that's
answer.
The whole-
answer no, and two reasons. One, as you know, I'm on a diet. Two. Again? I don't think they can reproduce the smell accurately enough to make me go.
That's where I was going. I didn't think that could be possible, but apparently it is. I don't know. DeAndre, would you buy more fries if you smelled them?
No, not really. I mean, I try to avoid eating out as far as like fast food and stuff like that.
Yeah, because my man is powerlifting right now.
Yeah,
you know
I heard.
Saying?
I saw
because he
got
to look good for Kim Kardashian.
By the way, it was Grimes, the artist at Coachella, whose music. She had a disastrous a set, basically.
Okay, I'm going to sound hella old, but I don't know who that is.
Oh, come on. You don't know Grimes, really? No. Oh, shame on you. What kind of music fan are you? Come on, man.
DeAndre, who is that?
Grimes has apologized to Coachella Festival goers after her set was plagued with major technical difficulties. The 36-year-old was left screaming in frustration on Saturday as her songs were playing at double speed. All my tracks were at double tempo, and I can't do the math. She explained on stage, they're borderline unmixable, so the rest of my set won't be mixes. It'll still be fun. So she's a DJ.
Damn.
I don't know why that wasn't trending as much.
No, it wasn't.
Because nobody's ever heard of Grimes. That's fine.
Okay, we'll see then. Yeah. I'm not the only one.
But I knew I saw something somewhere, and that's why I brought it up.
I feel like Coachella has also... For me, like, I was like, oh, I want to go. And then it just...
Nah, too dusty for me, man.
Trended down, man. But that was, like, me 20 years old.
I went 2 years ago. Not gonna lie to you, it was the time of my life, man.
I bet it would be fun. Listen.
You're 20-something, bro.
Even 10 years ago, I would have done it.
DeAndre, can we stay at your parents' house and then go?
Yeah.
Are they going to make some steaks for us on Sunday?
Man, I'll let them know ahead of time they got you. I promise you want some barbecue, I got you.
Yeah. All right,
that is Radio Tinder, brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, or demand the extraordinary at Tequila Mandala. All right, we'll take a break here. Does Cappy have a read, or do I have a read, or no?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
That's it.
Okay, perfecto. All right, Cappy, let's get... What do you want to do? Lakers
I want to do this.
Or Dodgers?
I want to go back to the Dodger guy who caught the ball and then threw out the other ball. Okay. I want to get back to that, and then we'll get back to the Lakers.
Okay, we'll do all that coming up next. Oh, come on, Cappy.
This
now you can do it.
This is how we do's it. Yeah.
Montel.
Yeah. $100 bills, y'all. Yeah. I still say that all the time.
I'm sure.
Like, if
do.
I go to an ATM and it pops out a $100 bill, I'm like, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know.
By the way, both my wife and Emily text us. Well, my wife texts me, and Emily texts the group about Grimes, who we were just talking about at Coachella. She used to be married to Elon, apparently.
Elon who?
Musk?
Oh, all right. I mean, I didn't know Elon is the only Elon on the planet that you call him just Elon. This girl was married to Elon Musk?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And the biggest hit, as Emily mentioned, was the No Doubt reunion. Yeah, that I knew. I did see that.
By the way, your wife is texting you. Emily from the morning show, from the Travis and Slee show, is texting the group. And Rachel is texting me that 5 meters equals 16 feet. So if you're going to put that McDonald's sign 5 meters from a McDonald's, then, you know, maybe the smell is really coming from the McDonald's. Maybe it's not really coming from
the sign. Right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to the ladies listening. I mean, I know Kelly listens and Rachel sometimes, right?
Well, the ladies love this show. You know, Laura.
Well, they love you guys, so they do love the show.
Well, I was telling the story about 2 weeks ago being on the stage at the Whiskey before we brought Yachtly Crew up on the stage, and the number of pairs of panties and bras that were thrown on the stage.
Cappy's acting like he's Julio Iglesias in his prime or something.
That's right. See, I was thinking more like Ricky Martin, but that's
no, mijo, no.
No, yes,
no, Julio was the panty man.
No, pero not him.
Si,
not
mija.
Him.
No, no, but I'm saying Julio was.
Oh, I know.
Ricky maybe, but Julio was the original.
The original panty dropper.
Panty dropper.
Now it's like Romeo Santos, you know?
See, just like Romeo Santos.
Yeah.
Okay.
See.
Anyway, I got a collection, dude. I got a box of panties and bras right now.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You know, just from that night.
Yeah.
So the ladies love the show. What can I tell you, Queen?
Yeah.
I know.
So, Cappy, you wanted to talk about this Dodger guy.
All right, let me tell you guys something.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something in advance because I don't need anybody in the circle of trust busting my freaking you-know-whats, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I say the same thing if it's at Petco Park and a guy wearing a Padre jersey did what the Dodger guy did last night. If you're somebody who sits in the outfield and you're a grown-ass man and you take a baseball glove to a Major League Baseball game because you are a self-proclaimed ball hawk. You're somebody who specifically sits in the outfield because you want to catch a home run ball, okay? If you're a grown man and you take a baseball glove to a Major League Baseball game and you come prepared with props. You got a baseball in your pocket.
What is that, a baseball in your pocket? Are you happy to see me?
Right. And dude, here's the thing. As the guy said in the interview, when the hated Padres...
Well, we had the interview, no?
Yeah, well, let me just make this comment.
Yeah.
If the hated Padres and Manny Machado hit a home run, your responsibility as a Dodger fan is to throw it back out into the field. If you're at Petco Park and Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman or Ohtani, well, maybe not Ohtani. If these other guys hit a home run, you take the ball, you throw it back.
Well, no, if it's Ohtani, clearly security will take you at any ballpark.
Security!
And, yeah. Lord knows what will happen.
So. And by the way, is there some other kind of baseball that's used when Ohtani comes up to bat? Because there was a stoppage in the game last night, late in the game, I want to say the eighth inning or so, where the Padre guy is like talking to the ump, and then the manager comes out to talk to him, and they were like, yeah, there's some kind of ball, some ceremonial ball. I'm like, wait a second, Ohtani's got his own baseball so that they can identify it? Should it be hit out of the park? Anyway, listen, if you go to a game and you have a prop baseball in your pocket and you keep the Manny Machado home run ball when you're a Dodger fan, bro, shame on you. That's weak sauce is what that is right there. And by the way, we all on TV, we all saw it.
No, I know. But then Buster Olney interviewed him, right? Because I saw it later. I saw it on social media. I wasn't watching the game.
Go down live.
The game was on, but I was cooking. You know what I'm saying?
So I missed them steaks, huh?
I missed that. Right, steak Sunday. So I missed that part of it. But I saw the Buster Olney interview. Let's hear from Buster and with this guy.
Renan.
Come on, Renan. Hold on. Let's start with the fact that Buster did a fantastic job there, okay?
Oh, dude, it was hilarious. The fact that Buster went flying out to center field to do that was hysterical. But come on, Renan. First of all, let me say this. Who in the circle of trust, and I know that everybody in Los Angeles County is listening right now, who knows Renan, number one, because I want him
somebody
on the show.
Somebody has to know him.
Somebody get us in touch with Renan. That's number
one. He needs to call the show.
Right. Number two, okay? Renan. If the hated Padres, and by the way, the most hated player on the Padres, former Dodger Manny Machado, if he hits a home run ball, you take the home run ball like a real fan and you throw it back out onto the field. You don't keep the ball, collect it, and then throw out some prop Little League baseball. Bro, come on, do better. And I'd say the exact same thing to anybody wearing a Padre jersey in Petco Park if Mookie Betts hit the home run ball. Switcheroo. You got busted on national TV, Renan.
I think it's hilarious, though, that he admitted it to it on national TV, although nobody there could know. So of course they couldn't, because he's in front of everybody. You know
but
what if, I'm saying?
So, but
the preparation for someone like that, I will get, even though the execution was not perfect, I will give him credit for this. While I would never have traveled with a ball to the ballpark, the fact that he was like that prepared for a potential of that scenario, like,
and
I give him credit for that.
And it was only the second home run he's ever caught in his life.
Right.
He said that he's a ball hawk, but he caught one in a home run derby at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
So it's not like this guy's caught a bunch of them. But I will say this, George. You ever see a quarterback in the NFL who's really, really great at play faking? You know, can hide the ball, can play fake? This guy was great. He caught the ball with his left hand.
And then threw with the
and
other
as he and put his right hand in his pocket and threw it out on the field.
Right, but he brought the glove down, too, so it made it seem like he was taking it out of the glove.
The guy was a magician. I will grant him that. Secondly, I will grant him that he's very likable because he admitted immediately that he was a liar. Okay? But I got to say, bro, if Manny Machado hits a home run, you throw it back out onto the field, and then you take your prop baseball and you write on it, Manny Machado home run, I caught it, and then you put it up on the mantle to have the actual
That's
ball.
What you would have difference. Done in that
Who knows
scenario?
The difference?
Yes.
Who knows the difference, Renan?
Oh, my God. I actually have a hilarious story. We just don't have enough time to tell you that a friend of mine told me over the weekend, or last week, sorry. But first, let me tell you about an even better story for the people here of Southern California. At LAX, changes are arriving daily to help reduce traffic, save travelers time, and transform the travel experience. The LAX Economy parking structure is open with thousands of smart parking spaces, as well as hundreds of EV charging stations. I'll be there again this week because the playoffs are starting. We'll see if the Lakers get there. You know, I mean, they could tank, you know, like Mason wants them or Harrison Fagan or Mike Greenberg, you know, and who knows what will happen then. Anyway, modernized terminals have biometric gates for faster boarding. A new facility will have all the major rental car brands under one roof. It's a beautiful spot. Trust me, I've been there. And in the future, The People Mover train will connect it all. Connect travelers to the terminals, your friends and family to the rental car center, and local travelers to LA Metro, right? That metro station right there on Century. For more information, go to the website, flylax.com/transforming LAX. That's flylax.com/transforming LAX.